Yeah, the Reich.
Oh, really?
Gil Reich. Oh. Yeah, the Medechasna. Beautiful. So, Drew, maybe we'll just quick do a quick summary outside. We were talking the whole idea about the source for 10 people to daven, right? We, you know, you have to attend for any davarship of Kedusha, right? For Kaddish, Kedusha, for Haftorah, for Pirkas Kohanim. And we were discussing, we had a question came up, you know, when you don't have 10, are you allowed to say Rubo Kakulo, right? That as long as I have 6, you know, like, oh, I have 6 guys, I haven't davened, right? Okay, so we can do everything. So that's where maybe we'll go back, since if you were here, we'll quickly do a chazora. Let's pick it up on with the Birkas Shmuel, and then we'll supplement as we go. If you look on page 4, he says we're on the line. It says Yesh Lach Kor. We're gonna make a chakira. Reb Soloveitchik called philosophy the science of chakiras. Chakiras, we have two ways of analyzing something. And depending on how you analyze it, you come up with a nafkamina. If you have a chakira without a nafkamina, that's bittul Torah. Right? Look at something. But if there's a chakira, he says, Yesh lach kor b'chol echad medinim elu, dahainu, mash be'in asora, b'chol echad mehadinim ha'elu. In fact, we need 10. Im hachiyuv shel kriyas ha'torah u'mikra megillah v'chazoras ha'shatz chal al asor b'yachad davka. Right, it comes on the 10 of them. The kol zeh, the lake kol zman. I'm sure that's an abbreviation wrong. The kol zman, the lake asara, lake achiyuv. If I don't have 10, then there's no chiyuv. Klal shel kriyas haTorah u'mikra megillah v'chazor sashat. Oh lo, right? Nami de nemar hachiyuv shel kriyas haTorah u'mikra megillah v'chazor sashat chal afilo echod. Every individual has the chiyuv el din hu de ena nemeres el basara. That's his chakira. In other words, is there no chiyuv before you have 10? Once 10 people come, the chiyuv sets in? Or no, you really had a chiyuv beforehand, each person individually, just you couldn't do anything because you need 10 to act upon it. But you had the chiyuv was existing there already, right? So this would tie into our status of saying Rubo Kakulo, right? So let's go on a little bit. And the third line from the bottom, Va'omer de'im nemar, if you're going to say that achiv nase davka al-idei asor b'yachad, that it kicks in once you have 10 together, right? Az lo shayach hanin ruba kakulo. So you can't say a concept of ruba kakulo. This is, we were talking this last time, it's true from Remotion, maybe we'll do it again. Ruba kakulo means if you do the majority of something, or if you have the majority of something, as if you've done the whole thing, right? So if by shechita, if you do, you have to shech 2 simanim on the animal. If I do the rove, I do the majority of it, it's key, it's like I did the whole thing, and therefore that's kosher. But somebody asked, the mayor asked last time, he said, would you ever say that thing by when you need to eat a shear? In other words, you have to have a certain amount of matzah. Because I have a matzah. So no, you only have to eat a rove? And I'll just say Ruba Kakul, since I had a rove of the mass, it's like I had a rove kazayas, it's like I had a whole kazayas. You don't say such a thing. So that was the question. How could you say this by a minion? You need 10 people to say, let's just say simple, say Kaddish. Okay, fine. But I have 6 people here, so since I have 6, Ruba Kakula, right? That gets as if I have 10, doesn't make sense, right? So that was one of the issues that we spoke at a little bit. So I'll quickly summarize. On the next page, we had Chu from Ramosha. Ramosha says that this whole mile of tefillah b'tzibur is bedavka when you have 10 people davening. That you don't have what's called tefillah b'tzibur when you have, I'll call it 6 plus 4. 6 who have not yet davened, plus 4 who already have davened. You don't have that. He based upon a chai adam. I'll read it to you. It's on the top left. Right? This is what Ramosha is based upon. Harochit if a person wants to make sure that tefillah is going to be accepted, you should daven with a minion. The chesiv, it says in Pasuk, Hein el kabir lo yimas, Hashem won't despise the tefillah of the people. The chesiv, it says in Yeshayahu, be'eis ratzon, and he said, sicha, I'll answer you in the time of your eis ratzon. Ve'eimah say, who eis ratzon, when is it a favorable time? B'shah, shatzivah is paulim. V'chol asar nikra rabim, when you have 10, it's called rabim. The ikur ha tefillah b'tzibur hu tefillah shmona esrei. That's the main part of the tefillah b'tzibur. Da'ainu she is palu asara anoshim. That's the whole point. You have 10 people who are actually davening. To have 10 people davening, says the chai adam, is the definition. Heim gedolim b'yachad, they're all doing it at the same time. Velo kimo, not as People should choish in ha'hamoin. Many people think she'ikal his palil basar who rock mishum lishmo kadesh kedusha baruchu lechem, because they think, oh, okay, I was here, I heard kadesh, I heard kedusha, I was up in a different part of davening, but I heard them say that lechem. He says einam makpidim his palil biyachad. They're not strict, they're not careful to daven at the same time. Rakshu asar b'beis haknesses. I had 10 people in the building, I had 10 people in the shul, so I heard baruchu, but I wasn't davening with them. I answered kadesh, I wasn't up to that point. Hutos gadol is a complete mistake. Lechin choval adam, that person has a chiv, an obligation. Shemar alav al beis haknesses sheyaschil im shatz. You should be able to start. Kedei sheyuchel his pal kaseder. You have to come on time, so you're not playing catch up. You're not walking in by. You're davening with the tzibur. So that's what the chay adam says, and that's Rav Moshe's tshuva. We did it over when we read it tonight. But that's what Rav Moshe says, that you only have tefil b'tzibur when you have 10 people davening, and if you have 6 and plus 4, you can say these things, but that's not counted in the hierarchy, in the halachic universe. It's not called tefillah b'tzibur. Right?
We do it all the time.
We do it all the time, right? So let's go. He doesn't say you can't do it. Moshe doesn't mean you can't do it. You can do it, but it's not called tefillah b'tzibur.
Why would you do it then?
Because you get it's still you can still say Kaddish. There's a heter to say Kaddish, right?
So none of it, but if it's not really davening tzibur, why are we even going out of our way to do it?
Because now at least I'm allowed to say kedusha. For those 6 people who didn't, they wouldn't be able to do it beforehand. But we allow them to say, we give them the heta to say davar shibah kedusha. It's not tefillah b'tzibur, but you're allowed to say a davar shibah kedusha.
Kind of a no man's land.
No, it's not. It's not the best man's land, but it's in some man's land.
It's better than davening yichud.
Exactly. It's better than davening by yourself. So you look on the next page. Is the minchas?
So minchas. This is what they should know. A lot of shuls, they wait for the rov to be finished with Shmona Esrei, not necessarily 10.
Yeah,
I've seen that. Right.
Yeah. You could do that.
I don't get that. They're middle of Shmona Esrei.
Yeah, but they're still davening.
You're not going to upgrade to say kedusha again.
They don't have to shmei ka'ona. I'm not bothered by that because at least then the Rosh Sternbuch talks about this idea. We'll do it now just because we're on the topic. If you have 6, right? So 6 people are davening. So 6 people have already finished their chazaras hashatz and are able to answer. So therefore, okay, great. So I have 4 guys in the still they're davening along Shmona Esrei. They're back Shana Aleph. Now they're davening a 35 minute Shmona Esrei. Baruch Hashem, beautiful. So for the people not davening a 35 minute Shmona Esrei, okay, so right, so you don't have to wait for them. But they're still davening, so that's still called, even according to the Chai Adam, it's still tefillah b'tzibur.
Okay.
Right? There's actually a friend of mine shared.
Because he's saying, like, yeah, it's not good to catch up, it's not good to not
be. Yeah, you should.
Everybody is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, you should be, he means you should come on time. You should daven with the. Hi, how are you doing? Good evening. So we just started a few minutes ago. So he's saying you should come on time to be there for that. Here we go. So let me show you who argues on the Rav Moshe. It's the Minchas Yitzchak.
You look in the. I'm not sure we're reading the Rav Moshe. I'm sorry.
You want to read the Rav Moshe?
No, sorry, we didn't read. I don't know if you
want to. Okay, I just sit over outside.
Okay, fine.
That's one of the main points. But he says many as tshuvas that's not called tefillah b'tzibur unless you have 10 people actually davening.
Okay.
If you look in the middle column on the top, the kavanah where it's underlined. The kavanah of Gemara she hatefilah tzarich liyos ba'asara, aval ma she nikra ba'asara bo harambam lefarishe kishe heim shisha b'tziruf o dalid. You have 6 plus 4 nikra asara mispalim. That's still called their davening. V'gam hagoyin bali grus Moshe. Even Moshe, he's a shlita here, right? Be'atzmo kosev deloshen hakesef mishnah muchach desvir lein dehu ketzibur gomer. That's still called a tzibur. And let's see the next paragraph. Lenias daiti, near Koshikosu Kfotora, the af beshisha mispalalim levad. If you have 6 people davenim, right, besides levad, betzir of dalid, she'ena mispalalim, and you have 4 who've already davened, they're not davening at anything. Nechshav letzefila betzibor. So the Minchas Yitzchak says, again, you have 6 guys. Here I am, and then it's in Simin Vav. You have 6 guys who have davened, plus 4 who haven't, he argues, he respectfully disagrees with emotion, says that's still called tefillah b'tzibur. Right? Okay, so Ken, you're saying, yeah, we do this.
Who's this?
The Minchas Yitzchak is Diane Weiss. Right. Diane Weiss. So he holds it is, right? Ramosha would say it's not, but the Minchas Yitzchak is. There's an interesting from Ramosha Sternbach. If you turn to the next page, it's what you brought up. If you look on the far left hand column, where it says, like a little bit up, where it says Vani Rogil. Vani, you see where the last two words on the line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it says Moshe Sternbach, who recently was here in America. They had a reception for him at the Nassau Coliseum, the Satmar anti-Zionist. I don't know what to call it, event. And then they had a Kabbalah's column from up in Kiryas Yol. So Sternbach, afterwards I thought a cute story with my son, the boy, they brought the boys to Sternbach, and he told them not to leave Eretz Yisrael. So the Menahel took all the boys' passports before from them so they couldn't pull shtick and say, you know, Tastar, Sternbach said, now I'd leave Eretz Yisrael. They're all sitting around Shalom, they're all there. And then he told me, he showed me the video. Sternbach says, you can't leave. Now, it turns out they said afterwards they thought they were actually older. They were like in 10th grade or something like that. Thought they were, you know, older Beis Medrash boys. But they thought they were. Okay, so that's a cute story.
How old were the boys?
9th grade, 10th grade. This is it. Maybe they didn't realize how old they were.
You can't go home.
You told them I can't go home, so you can't leave. Anyway, okay. So, Vani Rogio Be'ezos Hashem Yisbaruch Lechalik V'zeh. I want to make a chilek between, again, working within the six people who are davening and four who are not davening. It says she'im ha'arba al kolponu asukim b'tefilos. If those four people who've already davened are still doing something connected to tefillah, afilu ba'ashri v'alatzion, meaning they finished already, they went on, whatever it is, meaning sometimes a person has a train to catch or whatever it is, and they davened Shmona Esrei, now they keep going, they can't wait. Okay, choshev asar mispalim yachad v'shchina imahen. If you have those four people still davening, that's called, he says, a tefillah b'tzibur, and it's with them. Okay, right? You see, when skip a little bit down where it's underlined, aval im dalid hamashlim and einim mispalim klal. What do you have? The four people just standing around, right? Elam soichachim beinehim, right? They're just talking amongst themselves, b'divrei chol, right? They're checking their emails. They're not davening. Not doing anything to that. V'shishim mispalim, and you have six people who are davening. Lo mo'il lehiskabel ketzefilas hatzibur. So it's not just 6 + 4 and 4 doing whatever they want. It's 6 + 4, but the four actually doing something with tefillah. Ho'il therefore ve'ein asar asukim b'tefillah. You don't have 10 people who are involved in davening. Alkein lo yatzu yechovas tefillas b'tzibur. That's not called it. Lechein therefore no'e hadover ve'yosh al koponim. How appropriate would it be? Ya'asku gam heim. Tefilos, they should be davening. Oh, ba'amiras tehillim, they could be saying tehillim. The Az, in that case, yesha sura mischanim lelokenu yisbarach shemo. Therefore, at least the 10 people who are in the act of davening, of you know, supplicating, of doing something to Hashem, they're not updating their Facebook status in the middle of the day. Right?
What if they're learning though? What if they're learning? How do you rule?
He doesn't say learning. He says tehillim.
I know. So.
So I probably would not be.
Because that's like the normal situation, right? It's like guys already davened already. They're sitting around the base measures. They've davened already.
Yeah.
They have the Gemara out.
Right.
And they're counting them for 10.
Oh, so
according to our Sternbach, that wouldn't be good.
Probably not.
What do you have to say would be good?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah, the Midchas. The Midchas would be good. Yeah, that would be good. But I was going to use that as an interesting point. We'll talk about for a second. What about people who are learning during Chazar Sashatz? You have 10 guys, right? You know? So I didn't put this on here. The emotions
too. I learned you can't do that.
I learned you can't do that either. I also learned that. But that doesn't mean that you find many
people,
fine
people. There are many fine people who do it, though.
There are many fine people who do it, so...
They must have a reason.
They must. Let's try to find Mlamed Zachus, but at the end of the day, it's going to be very hard. Okay. So, the Piskei Tshuvas, the next page. Piskei Tshuvas has it's a beautiful sefer. It's like almost a likud he brings in. See, look where it says, kind of like down 5-6 lines, where it says V'yesh, right? It's like a 159 right there. Yesh l'das ki adivar pshutim berurim, right? It's clear, it's obvious. Shalom, welcome. Al pi harambam, Mishnah Berurah, she'ein tsarich shihiyu davka asara mispalim shmona esra yachad. You don't have to have
Page 8.
Right, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. When the Piskei Tshuvas on the top left. Top right, I'm sorry. That you do not have to have 10 people. Elakol Shiesha Sara Anoshim Bevesa Knesses. You have 10 people in the shul. Afa Pi Shirak Shishamehem Mispalim Shmon Esri Yachad Havile Tefila B'Tzibur L'Chol Davar V'Inyan. Okay? Fine, so six davening, and you have the other four who are there. Right? This is just like the Minchas Yitzchok said. Doesn't have that davening along or saying Tehillim. Al pi aklal ruba kikulo. Right? Okay. So we have six who have ruba kikulo. Umasha kosa v'chay adam. We quoted. We started off with shehis paldu asar anashim yachad. That the ten have to be actually davening together. Ein kavonaso ella fuke mi minhag hatoim. It's only to disprove the mistaken minhag. Shemis paldim kol echad ba'atmo. You have people daven themselves. Mis asmin asar kedei lishmo kadosh kedusha baruch hu. You know, they didn't daven the Shemona Esther by themselves, and they all get together and do that. Kvisha kosu b'siyam devarav. So you actually have an interesting thing like that. You have an interesting question. If you have 10 people who daven b'yichidus, can they now say kadosh and kedusha? They all done by themselves, but now can they come together and do a chazos hashatz? Can they do that together? So it's a machloikis between the Shulchan Aruch says yes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Radvaz. Radvaz says no. It flew away. Imis palasar kol echem biyichidi poruch minayhu kadoshu kedusha. It flew away like a birkas amazon. It's gone. You missed it. It's done. You can't do it. You can't repeat it. Okay. Now look at the next part. He's underlined. V'kama mizikni harabonim, many elder rabbonim shibidorenu meidim bisvarim. They testify in their svarim shekein zocher lehem od mitzereis. They remember when they were younger. Shelo olam lo hikpidu bekehilos Yisrael al gvozim v'talmidei chacham shibehem al asar shetpal v'shmona esur b'yachad. You never had this. You never had a kapeda that you had to have 10 people davening at the same time, right? So again, is it called Tefillah B'Tzibur? Maybe yes, maybe no. But there was never a kapeda. You had to have 10 people daven. You could always do the six. You always applied the rule of Ruba Kekulo. V'chol shahaya shisha she'ochezim im hashatz hayu ne'amadim l'tefillah shmona esrei l'lo pikpok. There was no question about it. Came in she'esha sar b'beis ha'knesset, because you had 10 people there for six people daven. No problem. Nobody, this was the saying. This is the Min of Yisrael. This is what everyone was doing. V'im we can't hide ourselves from those who hold that you have to have, right? That's Rav Moshe, right? You have to be careful that you don't lose more than you gain. Asher yispalu biyachidus o elu hamim maharim lemalachdom echidoyim lo yamtinu laacher mikan agmor tefila v'sivchazos hashatz. They're gonna, imagine like this. You have to get 10 guys together. I mean, you all have to daven right now. Okay, very nice. But I got I got a 7, 12 train to catch. So I'll daven with you right now, but then I'm gone. So you mean you lost, right? So he says, if you have six people actually daven and stay there, don't worry. The four who davened already, don't worry about that. Oh, kadeshim lasofa tefila kadeshim baltsian. You won't be able to finish davening because people had to run off to work. Or was it tirchet tzibur? So he says you might lose more than you gain by that. Vilomer chazaras hashatz v'kedusha nesias kapayim v'kadosh tiskabel l'divrei hakol dai kishu shisha shispalu l'chush. Right, b'tzirf arba. You have six who have davened, you can add the four and you can say everything. Okay, fine. So he says that's the interesting halacha. I want to end off with a beautiful thing I saw. I didn't put it on the source sheet, but no, something I saw brought down in the Halicha Shlomo from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Let's move to the last page. Fascinating things. Is this din d'oraisa or d'rabbana? Right? About having these 10 people for a davar shel kedusha.
Hello?
Hello?
Can I just give you something?
Sure. Who's here?
Esther.
Oh, Ishis Chavir. Shalom.
How are you?
Good.
We have a corporal schedule.
Okay.
Oh, there's Shir. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Ishis Chavir. All right.
No problem.
Thank you.
It's an older one?
What? Oh, so let's look. Let's look in the Piskei Tshuva quotes. You see what's underlined? Vaskamos haposkim shedin zemi derabonan, who davka asma. Who I'm sorry, but who craw asmach de ba'alma. So all pesukim we quoted was last time. All these things. V'yesh shekosu sha'al pi hazohar din asar b'devarim shebekedusha midoraisahu. So it's the Machloik is the Zohar and the Nigwin versus Nister. Right? So we have to understand, whenever you have one of these things, like a conflict, so the Gra will say, if you in your mind think there's a conflict between Nigla and Nister, you got one of them wrong. Either the Nigla is wrong or you got the Nister wrong. There's no steer whatsoever. The Gra, if the Gra is a Bir Shulchan Aruch, he goes through a point pointing out these types of things. But the Maisa, if there is something that's a conflict, we always follow. Chacham Bar Yosef writes this, we always follow the Shas. You know. So here it's not really a machlokis. It's not like, you know, what to do one thing or another. What would be a good machlokis actually would be a practical difference. Rachmana Litzlan says there's a mace on Shabbos. And if the mace, the person passed away with their eyes were open. So mace is mukta. So it's a machlokis to cover the eyes, to close the eyelids or not. The Mishnah verse says not to touch the mace. And the Zohar says you should. So in a case like that, that would be a case. You have a stira, right? So I don't know how the Gra would explain. I'm sure he would, but how that would work out, you know, what to do. Nicely, you wouldn't do it. We'd follow the shas and posting. We follow. We would not close the eyelids, even though.
We wouldn't follow Mishra.
No, Mishra says to do it. Right. The Mishra says don't touch. The Mishra says it's mukhs, you can't close out. The Zohar says to do it. So you follow Mishra over the.
I still understand the logic of. Of making a claim that's derisive. I don't.
Where was that Zohar? Yeah. Yeah, to be honest, I don't know.
I can't remember.
Pashup Shah, he would say that the Pesukim it's a real limud. It's a real Drasha Gemurah. It's not just an Asmachta can mean two different things depending on the context. Sometimes, I'll give one definition. Asmachta could be like this, where really there was a Din de Rabbanan, or the Torah said something. There's different ways of explaining Asmachta. Father says, I'm really thirsty right now. So what does the kid do? Was it one kid with a common sense when the father says, I'm really thirsty right now? Goes and pours him a glass of seltzer, right? Did the father give it civilly? Give a formal command? Right? No. There's no one that says, I want you to go get me a glass of water. The father just said something. So they understood what the father was saying. That's one way of learning. That's one way of learning what an asmachta is. Okay. So if you're learning these psukim is an asmachta, it means the Torah wanted to be 10 people for a davar shebekedusha. Okay. That's according to poskim brings. But according to the Zohar, again, it's the Zohar inside, it sounds like it's a real din d'oraisa. It means a real drosha. When it says these things, it's not a hint. It's a real tzivu. You have to have 10 for a davar shebekedusha. At the end of the day, it's not really an afkamina because you can't do this without a davar. You need 10 regardless. It's more of a theoretical thing. It's where we got, how we got to there. But at the end of the day, there's really not a machlokes, one versus the other. Yeah?
How do you know Dafka it's 10 men is because Ada is only men. The Ada was men, I guess, by the Miraglum.
Yeah.
That's how you know that Noshim can't be.
Noshim are not there. Ketan, they're all B'nai Churin. Yeah, all the Limud.
It's only 10 men.
It was 10 men who were Jewish. Who are above bar mitzvah, who are b'nei chorin. Yes, that's probably the limud. Yeah. Okay. So let's go vayit. You see those little yud aleph? I saw in the right column. Yeah. This is talking about to count people who are still in the middle of their shmona esrei, right? Sif was underlined. Sif ze mehetzorach lehakti ma shehikshu kol before she shulchan aruch shedavar of hacha nistar mehadech si besimin kuf chavdal. Okay, it's a steer in the shulchan aruch. Shem chuvas rush. So this is what we can't be talking about. Sheim ein tisha hamechavnim lebirchos hashatz. If you don't have 10 people following along and having kavana for the chazaras hashatz, korav lios birchosav levatola. Could be that the Shliach Tzibur is saying a bracha levatala doesn't have 9 people. So this is why we advise not to look into a sefer, because you can't be looking up a kitzos in the meantime and having kavanah to answer amen to the brachas, right? Right, Dov Lifshitz, that's all. We just had his 25th anniversary. He would look into the siddur, word but for word, by Chazar Sashatz. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is, as Moshe says to do. Okay. The harbe yeshuvim namer bezeh. Okay, so he says three different ways of explaining this. Aleph, ikem medina kirichsiv hocha b'shem rabo v'chosam haloshen karov liyos b'chosav levatala v'lo mamish levatala. What did the Rosh say? If you not only have nine people who are following along, it's karov. Okay, but you can be medayik in a rishon. If you say it's close to being a bracha levatala, he didn't say what? It is a bracha, right? It's close to being. I mean, you're playing with fire over here. You don't want it to be a bracha levatala, but it's not. V'lo mamish levatala. It's not really that. L'chatchila, therefore, the best practice is achin tzrichim lahachbid al tisha onim b'kadosh u'baruchu v'chsos ha'shatz v'shar davarim shebekedusha. That's why you should really have nine people who are able to answer. Bye. So what do you have when you have six people and the one guy's finishing his 35-minute shmona esrei, right? Are you allowed to do it? The answer is yes. L'chatchila, you should try to get. And I remember once I was davening. It was El. I remember because I wanted to. I felt bad. One guy was davening a really long Shmona Esrei. It's Marv, and like it, I felt bad. Like really, the Ikra Dina could have just gone on, but like you know, you want to try to do l'chatchila. So I waited, but then like you know, I waited a long time for this last person to finish. Okay, Elish Bimakam Dachak, when you're impressed, She'ikr lehalacha, afilu leikatisha onim shapirdami. You didn't have the nine answering, that's also good. If you're in a shasad chak. Okay, Vezehi shitas haprisha, okay, Vechein stimas hataz, Ve'enem koisvin lechalek bein, Chazoras hashat, Leshar devarim shebekedusha. Okay, so they don't say this would be for any. It doesn't mean just for the Chazor, it doesn't mean for any one of these things, there's no distinction. If you have at least 10 people there and 6 could answer, you could do this. Okay. Beis. Shitas HaMogin Avram B'Shem Haril Shedivrei HaShulchan Orach B'Shem HaRosh Nidchim. No, we don't paskin that. We don't follow that. And even though he quotes the Rosh, it doesn't necessarily mean we have to follow that. V'zeh L'shono Af Agab D'Kos of HaRosh, even though the Rosh written D'Be'inin Shechvan B'Shechavnu Tisha L'Vrachas HaShatz, they shall be listening. K'mo Shekos V'Sim Kuf Chav Dalid Lo Nahigin Hachi, the minhag is not this way. V'ha Chazinen D'Afila Mishe Masiach, person who's talking V'ein HaShomea Mitztarif. You have a guy talking to his buddy in the back of Shul, Rachman Al-Tzalan. Okay, he still counts for it, right? Okay, fine. So that's the second one. There's no difference over here between Chazor Sashatz or anything else. Gimel.
You have to have at least 6 answering, though.
Yeah, you have to have 6. Right. But the Rosh says you have to have 9.
No, but saying you have to have 6.
You have to have 6.
Meaning that it's not just 6 available to answer, you have to have 6 answering, right?
Correct. Yeah, you have to actually answer that because you don't have Ruba Kakula yet. Unless you get 6 sixes or
you
6.
You need 6 answering? You 6 answering. Answering because the Shot Seabrook is 6.
Ooh, so interesting. No, so I thought you were going to ask a little differently. What would be if you didn't
because even... Because if you can have 6 and 4, so...
Yeah. So the Shlichtu would count as one of them, yeah.
I don't know, I'm asking. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's finished. But what if you had someone who's davening along word for word with the Chazan? That way he would count. He brings it in, I'll see it in a second. He says, I count, it's no worse than Shemei Ka'ona. He's actually okay when he's saying a long word for with inside that counts.
Right.
So tonight is Yud Gimel Tammuz in Lubavitch. This is the Friedrich Rebbe was you know the story. We'll put with the salts and bring out some vodka and we'll tell the story. But the Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz tonight is the beginning by this. So we have a zechus to quote from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Baal HaTanya was a genius. We talked about steers between Nigla and Nissan. The Baal HaTanya was a genius in both the revealed aspects of Shas and Poskim and in Nister and in Kisvei Ari. So one of the tasks that he was given as a young man was to write an updated version of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch was written in the 1570s, and now you're 200 years later. There's been a lot more, Achronim been written in yet. So he wrote many many Paskin straight from the Shulchan Aruch Harav Ad Hayom Hazeh. And it's a fantastic sefer. So let's see what he says. Shita is a Shulchan Aruch Harav. The shnei piske Shulchan Aruch emes hein lehalacha. Both are true. Ela dehach imayri leinyan kaddish ubarchu. One is talking about the requirement saying kaddish ubarchu or afilu kedusha, right? Im hashatz, adayin lo hispala belachash la'atzmu. He hasn't down himself. Aval be hashatz chozer letefila. But for chazoras, it's not talking about kaddish, not talking about baruch hu. Pam shames when he's doing it over. Al ze koy dire hashulchan aruch v'simen kuf dalet. That's what we're talking about. Shetzarach lizar shi atisha shomim v'onin amen acharav. Oh, so you need 9 for the chazoras hashatz, but the 6 he says is only for the other devarim shivakadush, right? A baruch hu. So that's how he makes this peshora. Right, shlo yu birchosav levatola kechilik ze kosav gamki meprimagodim. Okay, muskar bebir halacha uva od kama achronim. Right, so it's a classic move of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, how he's able to make a pshara between the two different halachas.
Did the kedusha count as chazar sashatz?
No,
the kedusha in chazar sashatz is not chazar sashatz. It's kedusha.
Kedusha here is. Good question. Yeah, it's like if you did like a Heichi Kedusha, what would that be? If you did a Heichi Kedusha, you would only need 6, according to the Baal HaTanya. If I'm not mistaken, you'd only need 6, right? But do the full Chazor, you would need, which includes Kedusha in it, but then right. you would need the 9.
You need 9.
Yeah, good point.
This is like Tzum Gedalia. I don't know, for funeral canon, I don't know which side I'm supposed to go on.
Is it
a Saras Meshuva, or is it a Tzum? Which way am I supposed to go?
They say it's some of the Gedalia ben Achikam was killed on Rosh Hashanah, according to many, but they didn't want to fast on Rosh Hashanah, so they pushed it off to
Gimel. You know, like in Gimel Kana, it has like for the fasts is one. I never know which way to go.
I hear. All right, let's. I was going to do a little bit more, but I want to try to. We try to start on time and end on time. Let me do the last thing on the Piskei Tshuva, and then we'll end with the Halicha Shlomo. So he says, Chazoras HaShatz at the bottom, Kishain Tisha Oinim Levirchosov. Right? And then, could you have Katsiruv HaMispal Im HaShatz? Could you combine the guy who is davening along with words? So he says like this. Ubedrisha Kosov Korov Avalo Mamish. Right? Which we saw, that was the first way of answering the contradiction. That means it's close to a bracha levatala without having nine. It's not really that. Kikavar Kosov Hatur Shulchan Aruch Le'el She'im Hischil Basara. If you started with 10, I feel the Yotze Katsasan, even some of them now leave, Shlich Tzibur Goymer. He's allowed to finish up the thing. You know, sometimes the day why, you know, we get a Hatzalah call. Right? And there goes the minion. Okay, Devarim, Ha'ele Muva Be'od Achronim. Lefizet Sarech Al Koponim, Shebetechilas HaBracha HaRishona, when you're starting your Chazoras HaShatz, Yehu Tisha Shiyak Shivu Heitev, right? You have to have 10 people listening well, Kedei Shelo Yehu Berchosov Levatol Mamish. Okay. Omnam Adayin Lenegin Inyein Shitas HaMaharil, Hu Mizkeres B'Mig Magin Avram, Mishnah Berura, Sha'olam Somich Malshisha Oinim. We rely upon the 6. You can start the Chazoras HaShatz when you have 6. Okay. Omnum chas v'shalom lahakil lechatchila. But you should, this is if you need to, you should, if you lechatchila shouldn't. El kashish minyan mitzumtzum, if you have it tight. V'yesh torch godol letzibur ekev kama hama'arichin tefilosan ta'az efshali avid uvda. Okay, so if you have 10, you gotta move, fine. But let's say a large shul, you have, you know, 70, 80 guys. What, 70, 80 guys and you're starting a source of shots with 6? What's wrong with you, right? You wait for a minion. You have a minion of 10 guys, 12 guys. You have to say, okay, and you know these guys are long daveners, so then already there's what to talk about. V'nochum l'das ki nitein l'chadchil l'tzarif l'tisha ha-makshivin l'shatz es mi she'omin hispala shmona esra yachadim ha-shatz. You can also count the guy who's davening along. You know, he's davening along word for word with the shlich tzibur, but he would count as well for part of that. In what you used to have in the Sardic Minyan, we used to what's called Tefilat Koram. You ever heard of this? There's no, everyone davens together. There's no chazar sashatz. They do this lichat chile in Sephardic. The reason we did it, the reason we did it is because on the Eidat Mizrach actually says a lot more things than your regular standard Nusach Ashkenaz. So it was a breakfast issue. Kids are getting upset that they like all the Ashkenazic minyanim are finishing and they're like, you know, ending 10 minutes later and they want to eat breakfast. So you know what? We're not going to compromise. We've changed it around since then, but years ago we used to say, okay, so we're still going to say all the Kitaris, we're saying all the Putin, and then we'll do it to feel like Koram, which in Sfar wasn't like, you know, flying a shtick, you know, Rabbi, I heard some people only wait 3 hours between meat and milk. You know, it was one of those. It was like a real, the Spartacan, and we had kids, so we used to do like that. So that would count as that was a tefillah b'tzibur. Everybody davened. The shlichs was said out loud. I've personally found it very hard to because it was out loud. It was nusach edu hamizrach. It wasn't so bad, but for that, it was galdic.
Is where you work for me?
Frisch used to do this. Yeah. I run the Spartak minyan. Don't ask. All right. No, because I came from Hillel. So I came in. The kids thought I was Syrian for the first slichot. I just want to show you a beautiful psak brought here from Shlom Zalman Orbach. So he quotes, he rules like Rav Moshe, actually, in the whole discussion about whether it's called Tefillah B'Tzibur. I'll read to you. He says, Shisha Mispalim, right? You have six people who are davening. Shetzirfu imohim acherim kivar shispalim. You're joining with them. People have already davened. La Shlom HaSaminyin. Afa pisha omim kaddish kedusha. You can't, like you say, this gives you permission to have to say the kaddish. Ein lehem mailis Tefillah B'Tzibur. Like Rav Moshe. It's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur. Ad shihu asara mispalim. Again, you can still do it, but it's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now watch what he says. Even though saying that you really should daven with 10, ulam, afal pichin, nevertheless, roy lo la'odin l'hashlim haminyan liyos min hashisha shemispalim, if they need you to join, you've, right, to be one of those six, and you haven't davened yet, and you have five guys looking, we need a sixth guy to daven with us to make the minyan. Four have davened, right? Fine. The other people have no other choice. Without you, and if you don't join with them, they're not going to have anything. The fact that you can make a zechus for them now, because you're joining with them, they can say kaddish. They'll say kedusha. Doche es mitzvoso lehispalu b'tzibur. That's doche your mitzvah of davening with a tzibur.
You're gonna wait till the next minyan or something, right?
You're walking to the shul down the block.
Right.
And they say, "Look, we need a tent." But there's five guys. Yeah, because if you don't, I mean, they're not gonna get it. Do that. Af im hadavar kura. Even this happens harbe pa'amim. Even this happens many times. The fact that you could be mezakeh somebody else is huge. And then they bring in the footnotes here of Orchos Halacha. They bring from this Talmidim. Someone asked this halacha l'mais, and that's how Rosh Hashanah Zalman paskin for them. Shechayalim, soldiers, sheish lehem efsharus b'Rosh Hashanah. So now they had two options on Rosh Hashanah. O lehispalu b'tzibur, the soldiers could daven together with the minyan. O lehispazer, to spread out bein hachevrehem, amongst the chevra, lisko avuram b'shofar, to blow shofar for others. If they blow shofar for others, they're not going to daven with the minyan, because they're in. It's better to spread out and get the mitzvah deraisa of shofar. Even by doing that, you're going to lose out on the tefillah b'tzibur.
Wow.
That's a psak from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. It's beautiful, and it ties in very well to Gimel Tammuz. The idea of being mezakeh, that's Lubavitch in a nutshell, to sacrifice your own in order to help out another Jew, whether it's in Gashmis, certainly whether it's in Ruchnius. That's the Pesach we have from Mareinu Verabenu, from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that the soldiers should be mevater on the Tefillah B'Tzibur, which is a Dirabonan,
right,
in order to be get the derisa of blowing shofar for
that's
others.
It's easy, no?
Yeah, well, but you need a Golo to say that, right?
Okay.
It is, once he said it, yeah, of course it makes sense, but you gotta have big shoulders to tell someone Rosh Hashanah not to daven with the minion.
That's right.
Right. Okay, shkoyach everybody. Thank you.